Glenn Greenwald to Tucker Carlson, polling shows voters see injustice of Trump cases. By Nick Gilbertson on November 8, 2023. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald believes President Joe Biden's trailing a four-time indicted former President Donald Trump in the poll shows Americans think their leading institutions of authority are radically corrupt. Greenwald joined Tucker Carlson for a 27-minute interview released Tuesday night on Carlson's eponymously named show, Tucker on X, around the 18-minute mark. Carlson asked Greenwald, who founded The Intercept, for his take on the New York Times/Siena College poll released Sunday showing Biden behind Trump in five crucial battleground states. Greenwald said, "I think the most amazing thing about this, Tucker, is that if any leading American political had gotten even near the possibility of an indictment 10 years ago, the prospect of them running for high office would be instantly over. And here you have Donald Trump, who's been indicted on felony charges in four different American jurisdictions. And not only has it not harmed him, it actually has helped in the polls for sure among Republican voters. His lead has expanded every time he is indicted, but also among American independents and even groups that traditionally support Democrats almost reflexively, like black voters who, 22% of in this latest poll. We've seen similar polls saying they would vote for Trump over Biden, and 42% of Latinos." He added that the polling shows Americans have really come to the conclusion that our leading institutions of authority are radically corrupted, ranging from media to the Department of Justice and the legal system, which he says are aggressively politicized. Greenwald noted the fact that Trump has been indicted four times and is still leading Biden is indicative of voters perceiving the prosecutions of him as unjust. "So now Donald Trump is in a position where he is facing serious felony charges. I don't think they're serious in a sense that they're real, but they're serious in a sense that he'll go to jail. And yet his lead is expanding over Joe Biden in part because people, I think, see the injustice of it. But also everybody can just look at Joe Biden and see that he is not a person capable of even managing his own life, much less the country, and that there's no cure for that." Carlson also asked for Greenwald's perspective on what he perceived to be national news stations highlighting Biden's weaknesses in polls. "I think what they're trying to do is to put pressure on Democrats and say, look, this is serious now. It doesn't look like you have any chance of winning, in a last-ditch hope to try to convince Biden to step aside," Greenwald replied. He contended that legacy media is completely petrified at the idea that Trump would win because they view him as this ultimate menace. Looking ahead to a potential general election between Trump and Biden, Greenwald pointed to the fact that Trump did not involve America in new war during his presidency and the bustling pre-COVID economy as factors voters will think about when picking between Biden or Trump if they are the candidates. "I know it's taboo. We're not supposed to ever say anything good about Trump. But the reality is, Tucker, and I think people are going to realize this more and more, is that Trump was the first American president in decades not to involve the United States in a new war. Whereas, here you have Joe Biden, seemingly there's a new war popping up all the time. He wants to involve the United States in everyone and send all of their money overseas for them. And at the same time, they remember that the economy was vibrant and good before COVID hit. You can't lie to the American people about their own experiences, their lived experiences, as the left likes to say. And I think as the next year approaches, people are going to start to think about and compare what their lives were like under Joe Biden, where there's wars everywhere and inflation and economic turmoil, what it was like during Donald Trump, and I think they are going to be increasingly immune to propaganda." Greenwald also told Carlson, "If I were a betting man, I think the odds look pretty good for Trump."